Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's Ninja from Above coming at you with another review. This time, a not-so-great review. So this movie that I watched is called A Creature with Stirring. I can honestly say this movie was not very good. Probably not good at all, to be completely honest with you. There was one selling point that is really good. There's like two M. Night Shyamalan twists. There's like two twists that are like high quality twists that caught me way off guard. So essentially, the plot of the movie is there is a woman who has a daughter. The daughter has a medical condition. She's trying to treat the medical condition. Some strangers break into her home, and she tries to like care for them throughout a blizzard to make sure that they're okay, her daughter's okay, but her daughter's condition starts worsening, and things happen. A lot of blood and stuff like that. That's all I can give you without spoiling anything. Now we're going to break down into what I rate this movie. I probably give this a 3. This is probably a 3, maybe a 2. It's like a 3 or a 2 out of 10. Okay? So it's not very good. The only reason that I even gave it a 3 is because the twist is insane. That's the only thing. Okay, so let's start from the beginning. I'm about to get into some minor spoilers, major spoilers. Beware for later on in the episode because it's coming. The girl has a medical condition in the beginning of the movie. She has like seizures, which lead to her blacking out. Her temperature goes over 100 and she starts to spaz out, attack people, blah, blah, blah. When she was younger, now this is the whole story. When she was younger, she was attacked by like, she was used in a lab by scientists on a porcupine. Yes, a porcupine. So the condition is that when her fever goes over like 103, she starts to turn into a porcupine. Now, this is a Christmas-based movie. One, I've never seen a Christmas-based movie where they use a porcupine, which was super interesting. And two, it happens in a blizzard where nobody can leave the house. So the mom uses methamphetamines to try to bring down the fever because she is a previous drug user. She's sobered up and hasn't been, you know, using any drugs lately. But that's what she does. She was using drugs. And so she was using the meth that she used to use on her daughter as a treatment. And she was using like a lot of meth, not like a little bit, like a lot of meth. And she was just like shooting it directly into her body through via syringe to calm down her fevers because the fevers never broke. And so they've never had a problem. So these two people break into their house and they are looking just to stay out of the blizzard. They just need a place to stay through the storm. Well, the mom finds them, ends up injuring the one dude because she smacks him in the leg with a baseball bat. Like I said, like a nailed in baseball bat, like an apocalypse type of baseball bat. Hits him in the side of the leg. He gets injured. So now she's a nurse. So she starts treating him. She lets him stay. The daughter wants to meet him. She won't let her daughter meet him in the beginning, but then slowly she lets her daughter meet the characters that are in there. Her fever finally breaks and you see the first glimpse of the porcupine. it's in the blizzard. So like it's outside because there's like a tunnel that it dug, I guess. Do porcupines dig or burrow? Maybe. Anyway, so that's what happens. There's like this big old line burrowing
outside. So the girl follows it in and it almost gets attacked by the porcupine, finds out that the girl's out there. What a twist. Who would have thought that the girl was the porcupine? That wasn't the twist, by the way. The guy's a drug user that broke into her house. So he's looking for drugs everywhere. Some weird scenes occur, like sexual scenes that are just make no freaking sense. Then the graphics, the CGI starts going real crazy because like lightning bolts start shooting around the room and stuff, which is, excuse me, just super weird. And it really, it was strange because it had no place being there, but it was there anyway. Here's the important part. At the end of the movie, she kills her daughter's porcupine, right? So the girl is technically still alive inside of the body of the porcupine. The porcupine monster, I should say. She finally kills it, and then releases her daughter. And she's like, I'm saving you. Like, and her daughter's like, oh, mom, thanks for saving me, blah, blah, blah. So we get to the end of the movie. Like I said, the rest of the movie, absolute dog water, but you have to watch it to understand what I'm about to tell you right now. If you have seen the movie and you're confused, I'm about to explain it. If you haven't seen the movie, I don't want to recommend this movie because it's so bad, but I recommend it because of the twist and how awesome this twist actually is, right? It's like I said, it's like M. Night Shyamalan type of twist. It's a great twist. End of the movie comes. Daughter goes off. She's like, I got to go to work. I got my first day of work today. She's like, oh, okay. Thanks, honey. Leaves the house. As she's outside, she sees a photo in the snow. This photo is of one of the people that had broken into her house like 20 years ago. You find out that everything leading up to that point was fake. None of it was real. None of the movie like actually happened the way that they said it happened. There's movies that I can like relate to this where it's like the person's actually just seeing people and talking to people that don't exist. Now, her injecting her daughter with meth was a real thing. She was doing that because she had a problem. It wasn't because her daughter had a medical condition. It was because she was like schizophrenic. So she's shooting up her daughter with meth whenever she starts having an episode. And her daughter's like, no, I don't want to take it. I don't want to take the medicine. Mom, please don't make me. The pictures that she made was also real. Those were pictures of her mother as the monster shooting her with the heroin, right? Yeah, hold on. The people that were there the whole time that she was talking to weren't actually there. And it makes so much sense because what they had the daughter saying throughout the movie made it feel like, oh my God, like that actually like links in, you know, like they were eating dinner. And her mom's talking to the guests and the daughter was like, you know what else is screwed up? And she's just talking to her mom about like her problems and portraying them onto her. And it was like, oh my God, that was a twist. Here's another twist. There were like three twists. The mom had killed those teens 20 years ago. The picture that she found outside of her house of the boy, she actually gave him so much meth that he OD'd and she killed him. The girl was his sister. They were both like Bible thumpers, like from a church camp. And that was like, oh my God, these people were real, but they don't exist now. They existed 20 years ago. That's crazy. Then it was, you killed these people 20 years ago. How didn't you like remember that? Her daughter did not have any type of problem, any type of turning into a porcupine incident. None of that. The girl or I'm sorry, the boy was actually the mom. In all the scenes that it was the boy, it was actually the mom. And all the scenes it was the girl was actually her daughter. So at one point, she's screaming at the woman, please don't go, please don't go. She was actually telling her daughter not to go out into the blizzard, right? But her daughter was like, no, I'm sick of it. But well, technically, she was talking to the woman at the time. She's like, no, I'm sick of this. You're crazy. You do too much. You're doing this. You're doing that. This is insane. She was actually, that was her daughter saying that to her before she jumped out the window, right? So then it pans over to her daughter caught in a tree during the blizzard, and her daughter died. Boom. Another twist. There were like three twists at the end of that movie. The rest of the movie was absolutely garbage. But there were like three twists at the end of that movie that honestly, that's the only reason. So if there's any questions or anything, obviously you guys can ask me. But that was probably the only good part of that movie was the end. Because everything floods back. Everything references everything from the beginning part of the movie. They did an incredible job with that aspect. But as far as the movie goes, movie was bad. It was a bad movie. It's a horror movie, obviously. It's rated R. I would assume so, because there would be no way that it's not. But the boy is Connor Polio, which is Corey. And then you got Scout Taylor Compton as Liz. I think those were the two kids. And then you had Annalise Basso as Charm and Chrissy Metz as Faith. So yeah, it was definitely a ride. I watched this with the premise of I'm going to watch this movie non-bias, just see how it is because it looked so bad. And then I watched it. And it was so bad. But that ending, man, that ending was so good. That was like, I'm telling you, M. Night Shyamalan type of ending. It was great. It was written by Shannon Wells, by the way. I just saw that. So yeah, I'd give it a 3. And if you want to watch it, absolutely go ahead. If you've already watched it and you disagree, let me know. Why do you disagree? If you agree, make sure you like it. Helps me out. All right, guys. Have a good rest of your day. Get ready for the next review. Next one coming up. It's going to be Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey. Oh, boy.